welcome to the open phone day on the talk show. Talent. Is there any better song from Stevie Wonder than this song?
He's got a number of.
He's got some other good ones.
Oh, yeah. A lot.
But this is... this is his best.
I think
it's the best one he's ever. It's actually one of the best songs ever. Probably would be in my top 10 of all-time songs on the charts anyway, but that's another story. We're not going to get into that.
That's a very long debate.
That's a really... And I've been around a long time, so I could be... I got a lot of music up in my head that's... some of it's leaked out, and some of it's been sort of been defragged. I'm not sure exactly, but anyway... it is a Thursday. We're talking about anything and everything. There are 30 of the world's top leaders meeting in Brussels today. It is a NATO conference, and there is all kinds of strong language coming out, calling Vladimir Zelensky. He's not Vladimir. There's one Vladimir. That's Putin. Vladimir.
We'll say President Zelensky.
President Zelensky. Anyway, we're talking about that. It's a volatile situation, and it seems to be getting more volatile. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
And we're hearing now...
you get a lot of strong language from certain world leaders.
What is really interesting is that the guy that was sitting in the president's seat for Russia, basically filling in, killing the time before Putin took it over again, Medvedev.
Mm-hmm.
He's now the head of his... he's the head of Putin's security now, and he's also... He's sort of the spokesperson because Putin doesn't, if he wants to make a statement, you know, any statement made to the West, and he declared that Putin being called a war criminal and all of those other things has escalated the war, and they say that they, if NATO can, if they continue on to do all the things that we've been doing, that it would justify their use of nuclear weapons. You know, and where does that... okay. Do you guys realize, I mean, does he have a death wish?
I don't know.
He's crazy. I know he's crazy. And how do you deal with a crazy man? How do you deal with a crazy man?
I wish I could tell you.
I wish I could, too. I don't have...
if we knew the answer, we wouldn't be in this mess.
And Medvedev is basically... let's face it, nobody says no to Putin. It's really like nobody says no to... he's really more like Stalin, I think, than any other... well, no, he hasn't done any mass executions in his own country. Or any other... well, I guess, suppose he... he's never done... Stalin and Hitler were sort of basically... they were two of the worst of the worst. But there's some more other ones that were pretty bad, too. Idi Amin is pretty bad. I don't know about, Kim Jong-un. We forgot about him.
What about his old man?
Did you like the way the hermit? hermit kingdom?
Yeah, we mentioned that. We've never heard North Korea described that way, but it makes perfect sense.
The hermit kingdom. Anyway, our phone lines are open at 319-754-1490. The fact that they have all of these world leaders together, and they're all in Brussels.
Security's got to be pretty high.
I would say security's got to be pretty high. It wouldn't surprise... I mean, Putin is crazy enough to... or is he crazy enough? I don't know whether he's... is he crazy like a fox, or is he just plain crazy? I think he's maybe a little bit of both.
Seems like it. It seems like... if you really follow the conflict in Ukraine, he's being very careful not to enter into any NATO-protected countries or even come close to it, because that would mean open war with 30 other countries.
What is happening is that the Russian forces were poorly trained in general by the morale of the Russian forces apparently is very low. Because it's sort of like going into a crane is like going in and attacking your brothers.
Well, yeah.
You know, because it's there's there. I suppose in one way it says it kind of establishes what Putin was saying is that there it's a link. Used to be, you know, it's basically used to be the.
You could say that about pretty much every Slavic country.
Yeah, and it was also think about the other thing. Think of the number of people that were going to be starving because there's no grain being grown.
Didn't really think of that about that one, did he?
I know. And
also, I just don't think he cares.
You know, I don't think so. I don't think so either. I think it's. I said, does the guy have a death wish? I don't think he does, but I think he's.
I just don't think he cares.
I think he's just. He's gone off the deep end. Really, he really has gone off the deep end.
And I'm very. I've said it multiple times, and you remember me saying this. I think the course that we're on currently, in terms of our response, is the correct one.
It's being. It has to be measured and disciplined.
Yes, but it also has to be.
But it also has to be effective.
Yes, and it also has to be at least somewhat cautious.
It has to be cautious because you don't know what you don't know where you're going to get to.
Yes, and you look at all the things that have been taken away from Russia, all these trillion-dollar brands that have refused to do business with the country anymore. And we're not talking like small. We're talking big, massive brands like Apple, Google, Amazon, McDonald's, Coca-Cola. A lot of these massive, massive moneymakers are just pulling out of that country, and they're not doing business with them anymore. And that's got to affect people in a different way.
I think there's got to be, and you've got to think.
And this is a sentiment I brought up, and I really can't find any information on this. And I would love to find out what the general opinion of the Russian public is of this.
I don't think you're never going to find it because what's happening is
at least not until this whole thing is resolved.
Well, there's this, there's this measuring of.
Because I can't imagine too many ordinary people in Russia are, whether they want to admit it or not, in favor of this.
Well, it would seem that the millennials would be very much opposed to this, and the ones who are more tech savvy would be very much opposed
to
this.
Yeah, because they have access to other perspectives of this than the one that they're being shown.
No one can say it. This is the height of Cold War. Neither a harsh word can be, not a word can be said about anything that is bad.
Loose lips sink ships.
Something like that.
It's like, don't mention the war.
There's no war. We're saving Ukraine from Nazis. Nazis?
Makes a lot of sense considering the president of Ukraine is Jewish.
But
he probably wouldn't tolerate a large Nazi presence in his country, would he?
Probably not. And utilizing that image is sort of like an image of basically it's taking. Talk about taking you back to World War II. It really is, isn't it? We're gonna save Russia from the Nazis, and free Ukraine from the control of the Nazis. It's so absurd. They're selling that. They're selling that. I don't know. It is weird.
We're living in an episode of South Park.
Well, and indeed, we have seen gas prices drop 6 cents in the state of Iowa this past week. Did you know that?
Doesn't sound like much, but it really is a lot.
Well, the fact that it's been going down is something.
Which is good. It's really good.
I don't know what the market's doing right now.
I think, based on some reports I've heard, it's basically plateaued from yesterday.
Well, actually, we went down. We had three really good days.
Oh, did it dip a little bit?
Okay, we're up. We're back up again. We're up about 50.56% right now.
Let's go.
Yeah. Well, that's really.
Any improvements? Good improvement.
You'll remember this someday. The older you are, the more you want the market to be stable.
I'm just saying,
and to continue to rise.
I'm just saying, any improvement is good right now, isn't it? Because
it is, yeah.
With oil prices what they are, with inflation at what it is. Has inflation changed at all? Or is it still, or is it worse?
Well,
or is it better?
You know, I don't think, I think food, what we have is the supply chain thing is always, is affecting.
I paid $4 for a loaf of bread the other day.
There you go. It's
it used to be $2.50.
I paid $4 for a gallon of gas. It used to be, I can remember when it was, I'm not going to go back, but it was $2 about a year ago. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Or a year and a half ago, anyway.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
It was $2 6 months ago.
We were actually under $2 for a while in 2020.
It was $2.
Nobody was driving anywhere.
It was $2.52 like 6 months ago.
Nobody was, think about 22 years ago. Nobody was driving anywhere. The rental car company sold everything off.
Yeah, and gas was dirt cheap because no one was buying
gas it. Gas was dirt cheap, or not dirt cheap, but,
dirt cheap compared to the past few years.
Yeah, it was down. We had the stimulus money coming in with things that, all of these things were all going on at the same time, and everything was canceled.
It was only a matter of time before that bubble burst.
And, I mentioned the fact that I have not been in an airplane in 3 years.
And you're complaining about that?
Well, no, but it was like I didn't go anywhere. I mean, I'm used to going someplace, used to taking a vacation, getting on a plane and going someplace. I did that last week.
I can go on vacation without getting on a plane.
I know. You hate flying. You detest flying.
Well, yeah. What part of flying is pleasant?
Well, actually,
other than the fast travel time, what part of it is enjoyable?
It's more enjoyable when you're not having to wear a mask and have to keep that up all the time. I noticed that was it was annoying. That's the only thing I can say about the mask. It was not horrible, but it was annoying, especially when I had my noise canceling headsets on, because
it definitely doesn't warrant ending up on YouTube.
Well,
does it?
No, it doesn't. It tends to press that the connections for the right around my ears made my ears sore.
Yeah, I don't wear over-ear headphones. I wear earbuds.
Yeah, but, I know. Anyway,
just because I like my headphones to be a little less invasive. But I'm saying, in general, like air travel in general during the pandemic was horrible, and just I don't know what the thing was. And we've mentioned it multiple times. People, the masks just bring out the freakouts in people.
You know, there's a lot of different things about why the price of gas is as high as it is. I'm reading an article right now. The price of crude oil is up, but the other thing is that, the price of gas is really one of those that any excuse for uncertainty is a good excuse to raise the price.
And we want to make it perfectly clear, the government has little to no influence over the price of gas.
No, it really doesn't. And the oil companies, they ended up when nobody was buying any gas.
Yeah, and they didn't, because they didn't have to sell as much to make a profit.
And nobody was buying any gas, so that they basically said, yeah, okay, and the price goes down because there's
supply and demand. And I'm telling you right now, and I've said it multiple times, there's this thing in economics called the ratcheting effect. And that means basically once the price goes up, it will be lowered, but it will be lowered as slowly as possible so they can maximize their profit margin. So you're seeing that down 6 cents, it's probably only going to go down 6 cents over the next two or three weeks. It's not going to drop. It's going to trickle down slowly.
I'm reading an article today. What are the five great myths about the price of gasoline?
All right, let's hear them.
First one, the United States is energy independent.
Wrong.
All right. Second,
was that your Trump? Wrong.
Second myth, Biden's cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline drove up gasoline prices.
Wrong.
Wrong. All right. High prices are Putin's fault.
Partially wrong.
There was a quick spike in global oil prices after the first invasion, but that only explained about 15% of the rise in oil and gas.
So we're going to go with partially wrong there.
Partially wrong, but yeah.
There's a hint of truth in there.
So it's Biden's fault. Well, no. The U.S. president has not and cannot do anything to create or make the price. And low gas prices are normal. They tend to think that the lowest price they paid for an important product is the normal price. Well, anything higher is an aberration. But
very wrong.
That is very wrong, too. Price of gas fluctuates based, and it's not, look at when we were paying over $4 a gallon in 2008. Look at that price, and then put the inflation index on it.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking well over $5 a gallon.
Not counting sales tax.
Yeah, not counting. Should we...
Or the gas tax.
Should we remove the federal tax or state taxes on gasoline?
Some states have.
Some have.
Tossed around the idea of it.
Both of the Congress...
It depends on how much... what the gas tax is used for and how much you're actually spending out of that. Like, you look at the gas tax in Illinois, they're looking at repealing it because I could tell you as a former resident of the state, they don't spend that much money on infrastructure.
Well, the fact that...
outside the city of Chicago, anyway.
It does make a difference. It does make a difference in terms of, I think, the fact that we've got gas prices, or excuse me, gas... The fuel tax in Iowa is really dependent to help repair all of those bridges and roads
yes.
that we've got that are falling
And that's
apart.
Why I'm saying the idea of repealing the gas tax depends on the state and how much of that tax revenue is required for things. Like here, those infrastructure improvements really rely on the gas tax, so I don't see it being repealed here anytime soon. But in other states, it's kind of a toss-up.
Yeah. Anyway... it's sort of, but the back to what we're saying. What's going on? Let's see. We're moving into prime construction season. Things are buzzing downtown.
So we're out of winter. We're moving into the other season.
We're moving into the road construction. Well, we used to say
the other of the two seasons.
Yeah, it's either road,
winter and construction.
Yeah, winter and construction. Yeah,
but even during winter, there's some construction.
It was nice last week for me to be in, for at least a few days to be in midsummer. I know you don't like midsummer, but for me it was
no,
nice.
No, I don't like midsummer when it's above 80 degrees.
Okay, well it was above 80 every day. And
as long as I have access to air conditioning for at least a part of the day, I'll be fine.
Yeah, and frankly it was kind of weird having air conditioning on in cars and in rooms, it's funny how
Arizona's,
you adapt to it.
Arizona's yeah. nice.
Yeah, and it was dry. Played golf and had.
There's a lot of really good spots to eat in Arizona too.
One thing I would advise: you spend much time doing anything outside in Arizona, have lots of water.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of
Stay
water.
Stay hydrated. Also, if you want to have a really good vacation. Don't eat at any sort of chain restaurant. Always visit the local spots.
Good idea. Anyway, we're talking about anything and everything today, and the threat right now, Russia is threatening, they're threatening to use nuclear weapons, and some are saying that maybe they might use low-grade nuclear weapons.
Small ones
that would be considerably less...
Tactical.
But, you know, the fact that you're even considering it seems to be beyond...
I think you would probably agree with me, it's mostly a threat.
I think it is, too. It's like, okay, keep saying bad stuff about us, we'll get you one way or the other. Mm-hmm. It is. Keep saying bad stuff, we will punish you. Anyway, 9:29, 9:30, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more.
It's game day. The energy pulsates through the arena. Tension heightens. Anticipation peaks. The crowd rises.
A three, left side. Goal!
On the Cyclone Sports Network.
Iowa State meets Miami in the Sweet 16 Friday night at 7:45.
Brought to you by Bob Dodds Insurance, Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America, Pizza Ranch, the Danville State Savings Bank, and by Standard of Beaverdale on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Remind them of the past, so to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's an ad that'll really take you back.
Back in my day, I heard a voice from the radio say, Liberty Mutual customizes my home insurance so I only pay for what I need. I'm getting on in years now, but heavens to Betsy, there are some things an old fella like me just never forgets.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
This spring, we're feeling bold new colors and a natural glow. Find it all during 21 Days of Beauty, happening now at Ulta Beauty. Discover daily beauty steals at 50% off the must-haves from brands like Anastasia Beverly Hills and Tarte. And discover the hottest new arrivals like, drumroll please, Fenty Beauty, now at Ulta Beauty. Beauty's biggest event ends April 2nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Every year, the Chamber of Commerce solicits nominations for those who have dedicated their time and efforts to make the area a better place. This year, we celebrate the following businesses and people. The Downtown Distinction Award was awarded to the Burlington Beacon. The Project of the Year was awarded to Randolph Dental for their new facility. The Community Impact of the Year was awarded to Burlington Community School District and Southeastern Community College for the Course Early Childhood Center. The Champion of Hidden Talent Award was awarded to Weingard Company. The Young Professional of the Year was awarded to Logan Brinks. The 2020 Emmy was awarded to Tammy McCoy for her dedication and leadership. The 2021 Emmy was awarded to Dennis Wilson for his significant involvement and support in community organizations over the years. Thank you to all who make the Chamber of Commerce, a division of the Greater Burlington Partnership, a great success.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Oh my goodness, they're a bad kisser. This woman complained that her husband was bad.
Well, why is he your husband?
Golly. Thought he would get better at it.
No, not unless you tell him. If that doesn't have something going on, then I can't go.
Tell you years later that you...
No, I've always been impressed with my handiwork.
Weekdays, it's Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weeknights from 5 till 8 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty. Burlington police have arrested one person for lighting a fire inside the Burlington Post Office. On Tuesday at approximately 8:38 p.m., Burlington police and fire departments were dispatched to the post office at 300 North Main Street for a report of a possible fire. Upon officers' arrival, it was learned that a garbage can in the 24-hour lobby portion of the building was on fire. Officers and a post office employee utilized fire extinguishers to subdue the fire. The Burlington Fire Department also further extinguished the fire upon arrival. Through investigation, a person of interest in setting the fire was shortly thereafter located, who was still in the area of the post office. 46-year-old Tracy Lynn Wilcox Andrews of Burlington was transported to the police department for questioning. At the conclusion of the interview, Andrews was arrested and charged with first-degree arson and reckless use of fire. A hearing scheduled for Thursday in the case of one of the teenagers charged with killing a Southeast Iowa teacher has been placed on hold after his attorney sought a review by the Iowa Supreme Court. Willard Miller and Jeremy Goodale, both 16, are charged with murder in the death of Spanish teacher Noema Graber, who was found dead November 3rd at a Fairfield park. Miller's attorney wants a hearing on suppression of evidence she claims was obtained in violation of Miller's constitutional rights before other hearings and has asked the high court to rule on her request. A judge on Wednesday postponed Miller's hearing, but Goodale's hearing is still set for Thursday. Developers of a $492 million transmission line are appealing a federal judge's ruling that blocks the project's crossing through the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife Refuge. American Transmission Company, ITC Midwest, and Dairyland Power Cooperative are building the 345-kilovolt transmission line, which would run more than 100 miles from Dane County, Wisconsin, to Dubuque County. The Driftless Area Land Conservancy and the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation have mounted a number of legal challenges to the project in state and federal court. In a ruling earlier this year, a federal judge sided with the conservation groups that sued the agencies that issued approvals for the line. From the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Up to 100,000 refugees from Ukraine will be allowed into the United States. That announcement from the White House today as President Biden meets with other world leaders about the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby tells Fox members of the administration have tried contacting their Russian counterparts.
They have not answered up. They've declined to take these calls.
He says the Ukrainians have pushed the Russians back further away from the capital, Kyiv, over the last 24 hours. The U.S. military confirms a North Korean intercontinental ballistic missile test.
It was North Korea's 12th round of weapons launches this year and came after it fired suspected artillery pieces into the sea on Sunday. It comes after the U.S. and South Korean military said the country was preparing a flight of a new large ICBM first unveiled in October of 2020.
Fox's CJ Papa. New unemployment claims are at the lowest level since 1969, 187,000. That's down 28,000 from the week before. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Cloudy skies, a 40% chance of some light rain or drizzle. Should be out of the way by mid-afternoon. A high to 43, mostly cloudy tonight. A low down to 37. Partly sunny, breezy on Friday, but much warmer. A slight chance of an isolated shower to 4 p.m. A high up to 53, but northwest winds will pick up in the afternoon, gusting to 40 miles an hour. Partly cloudy, blustery Friday night. Look for a low down to 29. A sunny Saturday with a high to 45. Right now, we've got a little light rain, 36.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Stocks are rebounding on Wall Street this morning after the Dow's worst session in weeks. There's green on the screen. Investors do have worries, though, including the threat that Russia could use chemical weapons in Ukraine and cyber attacks on U.S. companies. After some pretty serious warnings from the White House and the FBI, the Russian stock market opened this morning with a bunch of restrictions. It's been trading wildly. President Biden in Brussels announcing new sanctions on Russia, experts calling Putin's invasion of Ukraine his biggest mistake that will impact the Russian people for decades. Olive Garden parent Darden Restaurants out with weaker than expected quarterly results after the Omicron surge impacted customer traffic. The number of people who applied for unemployment benefits fell last week to its lowest level since the 1960s, 187,000. The job market remains tight. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
There's a simple screening test to help determine your risk for a heart attack, and it's just $49 at Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center. Cardiac calcium scoring combines specialized software and images from a CT scan to measure calcium buildup in your coronary arteries. Test results give you the opportunity to seek treatment early. Coronary artery disease claims more lives than lung, breast, colon, and prostate cancers combined. Ask your healthcare provider about a cardiac calcium scoring test at Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center.
Now at Menards. Save big money in your next project with 11% off everything. Give your bathroom the update it deserves with Delta. Delta showers feature smooth wall surfaces that are mildew resistant and easy to clean. Right now, get 11% off all Delta showers. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through March 26th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
When there's a change in the weather,
it's horrible out here,
and you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain
on air and online.
I always know it can be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and online at KBUR.com.
Welcome back on the talk show today. It's 9:40, and we are reading an article here about in 2015, Ukrainian and American officials in Washington, D.C. unveiled a memorial to the Holodomor. Do you know what that is?
The Holodomor?
Holodomor?
Yes, I do.
It's the intentional starvation of 4 million Ukrainians by Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin in 1932 and 1933.
Mm-hmm.
And for decades, the Kremlin refused to take responsibility. Instead, Russia responded, deeming it as widely considered to have been an act of hoax, exaggerated and propagated by Ukrainian nationalists. All right, so to imagine the suffering that has to, you know, maybe that explains why they're so fiercely resistant. And why they are fighting so hard to keep their country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never surrender. That seems to be the situation. Now, what else can they, frankly, the troops, apparently 15,000 Russian troops have died, 6 generals killed. They've lost, I believe, about 2,000 vehicles, including tanks. I would think the morale for the Russian troops, who were not really prepared for that anyway, all of a sudden now they're being told, we're going to walk in there. We are liberators. We're just simply going to walk in and be liberators. No.
No.
And I think that's really the key here.
Now, yeah, I think they were probably expecting a cakewalk here, weren't they?
Well, they were expecting basically to do this. They were expecting the kind of situation we had in Afghanistan when the Taliban.
Instead, they're getting the situation they had in Afghanistan.
Yes, they're finding that when you're faced with guerrilla warfare. On somebody else's home turf. You can launch now, but they have been doing these, launching these, what, hypersonic weapons and what. Apparently, they're running very low on ults right now as
mm-hmm.
well. So, I mean,
they're running low not just on weapons, they're running low on ammo, they're running low on food, they're running low on medical supplies.
So what do you think they're going to do at this summit? What sort of things can they possibly do that would do anything more to convince Putin? I don't think there is anything, is there?
Aside from make economic sanctions even harsher?
I don't know how do you make the sanctions?
I think that's what they're trying to figure out.
You can cut off all oil and gas.
Didn't they already do that?
No, they haven't. Too much of Europe is still dependent upon it. They've said they will get around to it, or they are minimizing it, but still dollars or euros going into Russia right now. But I don't know. It's maybe I don't. I this is one of those things when you've got a madman, and you know what you when you don't really know how far off his hinges he really is. How do you handle that? It's you can't argue with a madman. He's not going to. He's angry. He's getting all these laws passed. You can't say any bad words. You go to prison. He's acting very much like Stalin or like anybody else. I'll do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it. And don't say whatever you do. Don't say. You know, Vladimir, I think we're wrong. No one's telling him the truth. No one is telling him what's going on. Or for the truth, anyway.
I mean, would you want to?
No, would you want to take bad news in to him? No, I wouldn't. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who are you with us?
Yeah, this is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Morning.
Hey, do you remember studying in school history about World War II and how Adolf Hitler came to power?
Yes.
How he didn't listen to any advice, and he was chief dictator, whatever you want to call him.
In fact, it was on this date. It was on this date in, I believe it was 1936, that he had a law was passed that made him basically said that it gave him total power. It gave him total power, and he could and no law, and he could basically do anything he wanted to do, whatever he needed to do to make Germany the way he wanted it. So in other words, you couldn't say no to Hitler. You couldn't, and yeah. I think Putin seems to be the same guy.
Yeah, it's almost like he's taken a page out of his playbook. And unfortunately, it's not a good page either.
That's a pretty bad page. Yeah. And the fact, you know, I don't know. Do you think there's any way that he's going to fire nuclear weapons?
I think he's stupid enough to do it. He's going to try and go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah.
And I really honestly think he'd do it. I mean, it's not going to bother him because he's down in his bunker complex being surrounded by his yes men. And I'm wondering if he's even getting any of the reports about the casualties that they've had.
No one gives him bad news. You don't give any bad news to him.
No.
Whatever.
No.
Whatever you do, no bad news is allowed. Only good news. He's good news, Vladimir.
You know, it's the same thing that, like, Adolf Hitler, when D-Day happened, his generals were afraid to tell him that basically the war was lost because the Allies had broken that unbreakable wall in one day.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, the other thing is that, and I'm not complaining, I'm just saying a statement. On November the 3rd of 2020, I bought gas up in Mount Pleasant for $1.77 a gallon.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
We did too.
No,
I did.
Yeah, we agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're saying nothing has caused this to go up except for the greedy gas companies. I disagree with you there.
No, I think it's not just it's not just the greed. The gas
companies.
We're
not saying it's only the gas companies.
What happens is
you're saying that all these things combine to cause it to rise. There's no one single cause.
The rise in the cost of a barrel of oil
are affected by multiple things.
The fact that we've had. We've had supplies that have been cut, and once you cut supplies, you know what happens: the law of supply and demand.
It becomes a more precious commodity.
And we're doing more driving now. In 2020, I rode more money. I rode my bike a lot more miles than I drove in a car.
Okay.
But that's just it. And frankly, it was one of the few times that I could feel like it was a normal, like everything was normal that summer by being out on the bike and out on the open road.
That sounds good.
But it was weird. It was weird.
It has to have a use of a vehicle to go to different cities or different states or whatever the case may be in our job situation. So we don't have that luxury.
Right.
You know, I can't hop on a bike and ride at 30 miles to do a service call and 30 miles back.
No.
It wouldn't work very good.
I wouldn't do it either. I mean, it's one thing. I'd like to ride the bike, but I'm not going to do it in all the years I've been here, I have ridden my bike to here. And I think in the afternoon, when I needed to do something, when it's early in the morning, I have never taken the bike out to ride to here, because it's simply, usually I want to get here as quickly as I can, and also as early, and it's only a few miles. Could I do it? Yes. But it's not, the fact
it's
is,
it's not convenient for you at this time.
It's not convenient. And the other thing is that right now we've got so many different things all happening. The fact that we're dealing with this madman, it's a delicate situation. I think as Colin summed it up right, be very, very cautiously, you have to be very cautious in terms of any response that you take, and you can't. You don't want to cross that line.
Yeah.
And give him no reason and I think the fact is, I think he's nuts enough that he'll make the line no matter what.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, I think there's more concern about him using chemical weapons than it is a nuclear weapon, because he's used them in different things for. And the thing is, a chemical weapon, that is the most cruelest thing you could ever do to somebody.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it'll burn your lungs, burn your eyes. You sit there and suffer, and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, the military, we had MOP suits, mission-oriented protective posture gear, that, you know, we had the suits, the chemical suits, the gloves, we had the protective masks. Well, the military has it. The civilian side doesn't.
Yeah.
And you know you've got in this Mariupol the port city. There are apparently a couple hundred thousand people that are still hiding in that place, and they're under rubble. And there's
they can't get out. Yeah.
There's no water. There's no heat. You know, it's some. You know, something. In fact, frankly. They need help very badly, and they need people to come in and help rescue that to rescue them. If they're going to do something to fight the and frankly, there should be some help there to help free those people. That's to me the tragedy that's going on right now.
You know, the other thing is when you look at these pictures, it's almost looking at a picture of say something from World War II.
It really does look like that. Yes,
devastation. Yeah,
mm-hmm. And they're doing this. They're doing the same type of. Attacking is like this. It's like we had like the German army or the German, excuse me, German Air Force, the Luftwaffe, when they launched their firebombs, and they did that. They did that throughout London, and they had the two
that got wiped out by the firebombs.
It's a matter of right now. How do you find a way to end this thing? That's what you really have to do. How do you end this?
How do you end it without Putin being in charge? Because if it's not going to be basically ended if he's still there in office.
He's not going to give up. You know he's not going to give up. He's like, talk about an analogy to Hitler. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is he going to get
not good?
Yeah, not good at all. Anyway, Jack, thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much.
All right, 319-754-1490. You got a comment today about any of the things going on? Yeah, you're right. He knows that he can't lose. This is something he cannot lose, can he?
In his own mind, I think so. That's what he believes.
Yeah, I believe so too. We're gonna take a break. 719-754-1490.
This is The Herd.
The winner in this is also
Colin Cowherd.
People show you who they are. Even the way he's leaving Cleveland is who he is. And I got nothing against the kid, but his classic line, trade me to the Colts. It doesn't work that way, brah. This isn't college football. You can't enter the transfer portal and go wherever you want. Can't do that, Baker. It ended how it started.
This is The Herd.
Weekdays 11 to 2 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Life is anything but stationary. Hi, this is Melinda Bickle with Bickle Cycling and Fitness. When it comes to our mind, body, and spirit, we know exercise is essential to our well-being. The ability to improve heart health and boost muscle endurance for a steady stream of feel-good endorphins is a great way to fight off stress and get better rest. In this season, many are looking to bring home the gym. And at Bickles, we offer club-quality equipment that you can use from the comfort of home on your own time. Bickles offers spin bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, along with trainers, bench presses, and free weights, all from reliable fitness brands including True, Inspire, Life Fitness, and Horizon. Bickles certified technicians provide local free delivery, in-home service, and installation on products that last, are easy to use, and interactive with today's technology, allowing you to even stream live and on-demand classes from the convenience of home. So, go ahead and press play on your fitness goals. Do something today that your future self will thank you for. Bickle Cycling Fitness in West Burlington, Iowa.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
This some of my favorite bumpers are being played today. Anyway, we've got Mark waiting for us online. Mark, good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Steve. Thank you. Beautiful day today.
Okay, it certainly is. Yeah. What's on your mind?
Like the rain better than snow, we all do. We're heading towards spring, so we all love it.
I'll agree with that wholeheartedly.
Just was calling. There was an excellent article in the Hawkeye this morning on recognizing Matt Coffin and his leadership and volunteerism in our community and community throughout.
That's right. He did pass away recently.
Yeah, he did a lot for the community. Was in charge. Did a lot. Took over a lot of responsibility for Steamboat Days when it was at its peak. And frankly, he was involved in pretty much about everything that we had going on. Yeah, he was a very, very active community kind of guy. And he also donated a lot of money to a lot of causes.
Yes, if there was a community event, I know you guys have both been involved with many as I have. Frank Millard Company, Matt Coffin, the Coffin family, they're big-time supporters of everything that's been going on throughout our community and just wanted to pay a little tribute to him this morning. The Hawkeye article is outstanding.
Yeah, and he did, and he died way too young too. That's another sin.
Most definitely, but his impact will be felt for decades to come for all of us in our community, and appreciate all that he's done, and Frank Millard and the Coffin family. So just wanted to mention that article and just appreciate you taking my call this morning.
Hey, Mark, thank you for bringing it up, and condolences to the Coffin family. Thank you.
You bet. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Yeah, yeah.
That's condolences from everybody here at Pritchard.
Yeah, what is it? Tomorrow, they say tomorrow's promised to no one. So I guess you should be realizing and do whatever you can to make a difference in the time you do have. So anyway, but Matt Coffin did, and again, it is the world is a little bit upside down crazy right now. Would you agree with that?
More than usual.
More than usual, yes. I think that
I'd like to ask, when was a time when the world wasn't crazy?
You know, we thought. Well, here's the world of optimism.
I don't want to get too philosophical here.
No. Frankly, when the Cold War ended and basically
the 90s.
We saw the 90s, and it was like, and all of a sudden it was no, and a lot of that, all of these firms that moved in and were utilizing Russia, and Russia was was a place to actually go to visit.
So the 90s.
Okay, 90s. Okay.
Anyway. Is what the Iron Curtain came down, what, 1991?
Came down in 1991. Actually, what happened was the Berlin Wall came down in 89, and that started a chain reaction. It led to everything.
Well, I said the fall of the collapse of the Soviet Union would be, what, 1991,
and
roughly?
I think also Lech Wałęsa in Poland. Lech Wałęsa in Poland and the Berlin Wall coming down, those both occurred about the same time, and everything just basically, that was like lit a fuse, because then it all of a sudden it was boom, 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 and everything, it started a chain reaction, and you thought, okay, what we don't have is we don't have a communist Russia, we don't have a communist bloc, we have authoritarian, and we have a madman, and who's acting like he's still running the KGB, only he's running the entire country like the KGB, which is what he's doing. Anyway, enough said. We want to thank you for listening today. Again, condolences to the Coffin family. And again, have a great, great Thursday.
Excellence continues. News Radio 99.3 and 1490.